Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today on Lulz, the definitive two-game breakdown of the conference championship games. We'll be going game by game, talking about who has the edge offensively in the trenches and on special team. And, of course, we'll get Brian's lock of the week, his favorite prop bet that he guarantees will hit or your money back. I'm Pete with Brick. This is Lulz.
He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What?
Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in one for yes, two for no, and let the DFS gods pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
All right, GM. Brick, I feel like I've lived a lifetime since our last show, traveling across the country and back again. How are we doing here on this Thursday?
Fantastic. I can't tell if I'm getting sick or not.
Uh-oh.
Other than that, I think I'm fine.
That's always the biggest sweat for me. Yeah, is like the coming back from the trip. Did you get sick? Does the red eye do you in? All that stuff. But I have faded it. So far, it was super fun. Yeah. We had a cool Airbnb in Scottsdale, you know, the poker table, a pool table, hot tub, stuff like that. And then on Saturday we went to the DraftKings Sportsbook in Scottsdale, to watch the games and the UFC fights. And, you know, they got the kiosks right there. You just go in, put your $100 bill in, line up your single game parlays, your bets and all of that stuff. So it was a pretty fun time.
Those fights were pretty good. Did you actually end up watching them?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so sick about sitting in the sports book is you got like the Commanders Lions game on one and then the big fight right on the other. And it's just like nonstop action, the whole night.
A sports book done right is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. What about you? Did you end up at the Buffalo Wild Wings?
We did. I got three Long Islands on purpose.
Just to see.
Three in a row, just to see if they'd cut me off after two. They did not.
Wow. So, you survived it. And then did you keep going after that?
No, we left. I just wanted to see if it would happen.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Our group, like we did a bunch of bets, but like the main, I told my, you know, my buddies, they all wanted to have the bets to sweat. And I told them that we're going to do a theme for the weekend. And that is all the underdogs cover the spread. Those were our big bets. And that went 3-0-1. We pushed the Texans Chiefs won the line we got, but the underdogs covered elsewhere. So it was nice to have morale high for all of those games.
Wait a sec. Did you, yeah, because you covered the first one was 8.5, right?
But we covered it on, we got 9.
Oh, you covered it on the safety.
My buddies had like left to go into the kitchen. I was like, guys, there's 11 seconds left. I'm like, yeah, we're probably dead, but maybe just watch this last play. He fucking runs it into the end zone for a safety.
Oh man. So I was on the other side on that one. I had 8.5 though. So didn't screw me. And I teased and I had a teaser. So that was insane. It didn't make any sense either. Right.
I kept trying. Like
what was the rationale like, there?
I even went on Twitter. I was like, is there anyone like talking about the math to this? Because I was like, I don't know. I had a few drinks, clearly, but I was like, this doesn't make sense to me how this was optimal for them.
I didn't get it at all. I'm like, wait, they can't like you could. The only thing is your punt wouldn't get blocked. Like you can't get it blocked for a touchdown.
Oh, on the extra point.
Well, no, cause they were going to punt it. Right.
Yeah, the new rules, the safety isn't a punt, right? It's it's like the dynamic kick. It was like a regular place kicker.
No, right? I'm saying like instead of doing the punter walks out of bounds, you punt it. That punt could get blocked.
Okay, yeah, block punt was the only route.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But even that, They like didn't save enough time either. Like they still had to give him the ball. I don't know. It didn't make, I don't think it was a standard. It was the right decision. Parker says.
Okay. So, I mean, it, yeah, to your point, normally when they do that, they like run around and try to bleed as much clock.
Yeah.
As, he just like ran straight out of the end zone. It's like a 3 second play.
Yeah. I feel like they needed like 5 or 6 less seconds on the clock to make that like a guaranteed. Okay.
Yeah.
What you do. And also he didn't take into account anyone's bets, which I think is the most important.
That's right. But yeah, then yeah. And then, you know, the obviously the Commanders got the outright, and then the Rams had a nice backdoor kind of cover there at the end. And then obviously then the Bills winning straight up. They were underdogs. So yeah, it was a nice weekend for the underdog bettors.
Yeah, the Lions fucked me. That was
you had Lions to cover too.
We had Lions, we had Chiefs, and the Rams.
Okay, so you were on the Rams.
Yeah, so 2 out of 3, which doesn't really help.
No.
That Lions, man. Do you think Washington has a chance?
Yeah, I think they do. To me, like they're so, because they have a quarterback so good, I just think they're like more live than, you know, the teams that are balanced. They have a really good defense that get them there. It's just like Jaden Daniels can put that team on his back in a way that I think keeps them in every game.
I feel like I want to, there's like what, a 20% chance Jaden Daniels is RG3, or we don't hear 2 years from now, you're like, man, I would have traded my whole team for him, but now no one even wants him.
Here's the thing about that analogy. We do hear lots from RG3, who has one of the most prolific Twitter accounts you'll ever see.
Twitter's great.
I love this. Like a guy I've never seen in the comments with the Eagles. Biggest Eagles avatar, just because
you're right.
Like they don't have
fucking right. Chance, bro. They're not fucking over. Right. They're gonna beat us. Fuck off. It's over.
It's nice though, Brian, that we still have the laundry bro demographic watching our show.
The laundry bros. They love lulls.
Yeah, what is it? So they have no chance, and the line is set at -6. So Eagles fans can make generational wealth by taking a second mortgage out on their apartments and betting it on the Eagles money line. There you go. Financial advice.
Well, from Fly, Reese Fly. Bills Commanders, though. That's what we want, right?
I wrote that up in the Fantasy Life newsletter today. I was ranking the Super Bowls that I wanted to see. And number one is Bills Commanders.
Yeah.
And I was really torn about 2 because I think it'd be fun to have the Commanders, but that would mean Commanders versus Chiefs. And I don't want to see Chiefs. So I put Bills Eagles as number 2.
Okay.
Chiefs Commanders 3, and then Chiefs Eagles the absolute nut low.
Yeah, that's get the right that order.
Off my screen, yeah,
that's the right order because you also don't want to see the Chiefs beat the Commanders. That's not that won't be
no
Chiefs that, win that, like 12-3.
That's the thing because the way I described it in the newsletter was that matchup would be high risk, high reward. Like if Jaden Daniels pulled off the upset over Mahomes, it'd be like pure euphoria. But it's also just like the Chiefs is the battle-tested playoff team that just come in there and they're like, yeah, Jaden Daniels, your first rodeo, sit back down. We'll see you in a couple of years. That would be a miserable watch.
Isn't it amazing? You watch more sports than I do, but you're also trending towards my sort of view on sports, but like it's so easy to get back into the laundry bro mindset when you're out with your buddies watching the game, there's people around, and like when Mahomes did his flop, you know, and like stuff like that, you're immediately back into like, oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah,
you know, logically, like, what do you give a shit?
No, I completely know what you mean. Like, I am so dispassionate when I watch, you know, like, obviously, if I have a good DFS sweat, you know, I kind of get locked in. But, like, you know, 98% of my football viewing is, like, very chill and very detached. And then you're with your buddies, like, just watching a game locked in. And, like, every single play feels like life on earth, giving chest bumps and, you know, all this stuff. And it's, like, it is fun to, like, tap into that. But I cannot imagine living like that every single Sunday or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it actually sounds kind of fun, honestly. I wish I could. I feel like, yeah, it's just a certain type of person. I think they're called idiots, but a certain type of person who could just get worked up like that. It's like their life, but it is fucking fun for that brief moment. That's really what gambling is really. It's like you cannot get a better value for your $20 than that scenario right there.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it just like the not like when we were at the sports book and just like, you know, you have the Lions game on and then, you know, the UFC with the undercard, it's just like fights just keep coming and coming. And there's like the perfect amount of time between the fights to like go to the kiosk, figure out where your angle is, and bet it. It is. That's a really fun. We've now done that. It's the perfect sports book one. Yeah.
Because it gives you enough time for you and your buddies to go, OK, should we go this guy? Or should we go that guy? I don't know. And someone's Googling shit. Yeah. Like, oh, he's won three in a row. You know, where's he from? Dagestan? Oh, fuck. We got to bet him.
I got talked off of, again, I don't remember what fight it was. I think it was one of the heavyweights. And so I was just doing like my bro science. I'm like, you know, normally those heavyweight fights, those can end in one punch. Let's do like first round knockout.
Right.
And my buddy looks it up and he's like, this dude has the most submissions of any heavyweight in like UFC history. Like the way he wins is submissions. So we're like, all right, we'll bet, you know, him to win by submission or whatever. And it's a first round TKO. That was like plus 1200 plus. God. If he never would have intervened, I would just been like, yeah, first round knockout by the big guy. But that shit is fun.
So it was a big L for the Liberty Bros, by the way. This Moicano guy was a Twitter Liberty legend, fighter who lost the main event in like 3 seconds.
Really, I wasn't aware of his what are his
Twitter? Yeah, like because after he wins fights, he's like famous for quoting economists and talking about inflation and shit. And he had like this whole speech ready that he shared on Twitter. Yeah, so of course I lost a little money on him, but he was like plus 800 or something. It was I'm pretty sure he was a fill-in.
I love how like NFL postgame, like if it was a meme, it would be like NFL postgame interviews are like a LinkedIn post. You're like, I just want to thank God, all my coworkers, and then like UFC postgame interviews are just like the dark web and like True Social, like just like the weirdest shit that would never get said on the sideline of an NFL game gets said.
Yeah, that's true. I think the NFL could take a little cue, honestly, from something, man. It's strange that they run it like exactly like when I was 8 years old. It's the same fucking exact same product. They interview the coach, and like you get pros like Andy Reid who will do it with a smile and stuff. But it's like, why are you bothering this man?
Well, I'm sure there's an element too of like the way stuff works in team sports is you are often speaking on behalf of the team, and you know you're like, I don't want to make my coaches look bad, I don't want to make my other teammates look bad. But when you're just a solo UFC fighter, you're like, it's just me, baby. It's like me and my trainer, like I'll fucking say whatever I want. I guess the counter to that would be like, do you ever hear interviews like that from golf or tennis players? But those are such buttoned up sports respectively that it probably doesn't lend itself to really fun interviews.
Different personalities go into those arenas. Although Djokovic got some criticism. I mean, if Dana White said, stop saying all this crazy shit and you're not going to get any fights, people would button it up. So
he loves it. Cause that's like what builds the character and the storylines and all
that. I think it's great. Did you watch the Yuri Jamal Hill fight? The two big dudes.
Yeah.
One like Viking dude. He shaved his head too. It sucks.
Fight was sick.
I knew that was going to be a good one.
Did you see the video where I guess he like bought him a margarita at the bar after like they met up and they were just like drinking together and he like brought him and the guy's like eye is just like completely bloated and they're drinking marks together.
I didn't see it. I saw it. They talked after the fight, but I didn't see that part. That's hilarious. I like that when they can do that afterwards.
I think there's like, whenever I see those guys, obviously there's you know, they have to, I think in their heads, like hate the person they're fighting to be at the top level. But then you see like the emotional release after a fight, and there's such a mutual respect. You think about like who's the only person on the planet who can relate to what we just went through, and it's the other person on the other side. And that's why like I love it when they're like giving each other hugs and like dapping each other up, like what we just did, that was intense.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, Connor usually can't do that, but
did you see Conor McGregor at the, he was like, I saw a video of him. Like he was with these, with like the Jake Paul and like the Nelk boys and the influencers going to the inauguration.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. He was like, I was cracking up because those guys all got invited. Theo Vaughn, like all
except Theo Vaughn, someone did a chair trick on him or something.
Well, I just, the funniest thing to me was they all get the invite and they're probably like, this is sick. Like, let's go, like get to go to the inauguration. And then they got put in like an auxiliary room on the side because they didn't have enough room in the actual whatever space it was being held. Yeah. So they're just like in some, like watching it on a projector screen. I can't think of anything more like underwhelming. Like you don't even, I'd rather be in the cheap seats of the actual thing itself to feel the atmosphere. They're like, you're in some annex room, like watching it on a fucking projector screen.
You can't say, you can't leave though. You can't say no to the president after you like showed up. I wonder, I mean, cause I'm assuming he was supposed to be outdoors and there's probably like a whole section for him that made sense outside, but not in.
That's true. It is just funny to think about some of those things where, you know, some of those people are just such massive celebrities, like in any other venue, they would get, you know, red carpet treatment, front row, all of this, but you're like in a government shuttle bus and then taken to like a room that would be the equivalent of like overflow for an eighth grade, you know, piano recital to watch. It's just like, everyone's the same when it comes to government stuff in that regard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only so much room. It's only so much room. I didn't get to see all those fights though, because once we came back, we weren't at a sports book where you gotta go in between. And what we missed? What did we miss? Oh, we bet over. This is one of those great bets you could do with your buddies. We did Goff over a half yard rushing.
God, did he get it? I don't even remember.
And I fucking had the fight on when he got it.
Oh, you didn't even get the sweat equity out of it.
We were back at home at that point, and we were upstairs, so I have one TV upstairs. And so we were finishing a fight, and then we came back, and he already fucking got the goddamn thing. But that's one of those bets where, you know, golf's not going anywhere, and the whole time you're all frustrated, but you can get it up to the last second.
One of the things, you know, with our friends, we've learned how to, like, optimize, like, the sweats for the most fun, like, you know, we used to do like, you know, no interception or like you were saying, like half yard. And it's just like, you're kind of waiting around the whole game. Whereas now you do something where you're going to get bang for your buck. Like since we had Texans to cover, we did Joe Mixon rush attempts, the over being like, they keep it close if we get the script. So then you're cheering every single Joe Mixon rush attempt. They're keeping it close. And then it's like, you actually have something to cheer for every play instead of just being like, I need this one thing to happen at some point.
That's true. But I mean, golf is kind of the same way because every pass attempt, he could run it. Every pass attempt, you're like, just fall forward. You're 7 feet tall. Just fall forward.
But you get none of the satisfaction. Like every single one of those dropbacks just ends in you being dissatisfied. That's true.
Yours is better because even if he gets a carry minus 4 yards, you count. That counts.
That's an attempt, baby.
Yeah. That's a good one. Rushing attempts. What else do you got? I like these optimized buddy bets.
We did some underdog ones. I made four. So the other thing I learned, like when I'm by myself, like I'm sliding the shit. I'm just doing like, give you a 50X or 100X or whatever. But with them, I wanted to optimize for actually hitting on some of these. So I only did two leggers. I did like a touchdown one for each game where I picked one touchdown score. Yeah. So I did Travis Kelce and Joe Mixon in the first game. That hit. Both of them scored. I did Jameson Williams and Terry McLaurin for the second game. That hit. We did like I did one that was like one play only, like Jane Daniels' longest reception and Jahmyr Gibbs' longest rush. Both of those hit. So like I had like a little theme for each of those, but trying to make them as simple to hit and to sweat as possible.
Okay. That's not bad. Yeah. Unders are never fun usually for buddy bets. What's another? Oh, well, my buddy does. He gets too excited and just bets too much shit. And then you're like, okay, I need like this impossible scenario of like under rushing yards here, but we need to score too. Like he needs to catch the ball, but not for this many yards, and it needs to score. And it's like, you can't win all these bets. You got to keep it fucking simple.
That's like, yeah, you got to get the bets semi-correlated.
Yeah.
But then, you know, one of the fun things about like then doing a touchdown score on the other team where you're like, all right, if they do score, let's have a sweat in it. Like we need it to be Travis Kelce of the Chiefs, even though we want the Texans to win. So it's basically like every snap you have something to root for, and it's all semi-correlated with like the macro of what you need to happen in the game.
This is an account I could get behind, Pete. This what we're talking about right here.
So like how to optimize like
that a buddy that tout who just gives like this is the fun. Like if you're going to the bar with your buddies, here's some good bets, and here's how you root for them.
Should that be how I become a sports betting tout? Is I just create like the most fun,
the most fun for you and your buddies, fun of drinking and betting with your buddies. And then it's like, okay, here's all the rules tonight. You know, whatever this, you know, the NFC championship game or whatever is these three bets are the most fun. If you're going to bet, that's a because the problem with like what, cause you know, me and you have no like problem with regular, you know, touts, not like the criminals. But it's kind of hard to be like, I'm going to take your bet. It might not be a fun, it might be an under or something. It's not fun. You know what I mean? It might not be optimally fun. So if I'm going to be taking random bets from people on Twitter, make it be the fun ones.
Maybe it need to be like concierge style. Like you tell me, where are you watching the game? Who are you with? You know, are these college buddies? Are these work stuff? Is this, are you going on a date? You know, and then I will give you the optimal entertainment bet for your viewing circumstances. Because, you know, whether you're watching at a sports book, you know, versus at home, you know, I might push us in one direction or another.
Definitely. Yeah. Like what do we got here, Pete? We got, I want to ask you this too, since we're talking about MMA, but if maybe we could think a couple bets for this, is it this weekend or next? When's the games this weekend?
Sunday.
Do you think it's theoretically possible? Put your math brain on. To like build a sim where you add in all the lines for MMA, you add in all the lines for MMA, and you could enter 150, like you can't lose neutral EV, like you'll get your $3,000 back from sports betting by hedging. You see what I'm saying? Like you have like 45% of this fighter who's 7,000 salary, but he's plus 700. And you know, while you're iterating through all the iterations of your DFS sim in the fights, it's also counting all these different bet options, first round knockout, blah, blah, blah.
So what you're saying is like, you would basically create your DFS, you know, set of lineups, and then you would run that through a sim that would tell you like, if you want to like get perfect like equilibrium on like break even, like bet these sides or props, and then like you're essentially free rolling the upside on winning the tournament.
Exactly. Yeah. So like you'll get $3,000 back in sports bets, you know, or whatever, you know, your EV over the long run, you can't lose. Yeah. I'm telling you, for some reason, I think it's possible. I mean, it's possible because you know what I'm saying? Like if you bet like a first round KO in this scenario, there's so much EV that will gain you in DFS.
Right. Well, I often think of that too. Like, you know, sometimes I'm doing like a scroll down click in an underdog battle royale draft and it's like pretty thin. You know, even on this divisional round, I took a couple Khalif Raymond shares and I'm like, I should probably just go bet Khalif Raymond anytime TD, Khalif Raymond ladders or whatever, because it's going to pay out like the same as if I win the big BR, you know, if it's that much of a long shot.
That actually can make some sense because you could do it post. You can, after you draft and you have all the information in your opponent's lineups and stuff, you have more information where DFS, you're still guessing, right? You still have to guess what your opponents are going to do. And then how you should react to it. So it's still more of a guessing game, but it would definitely be impossible to do that live while you're drafting.
Right.
You're like, okay. If I take Khalif Raymond here, I could go bet his under yardage for Sunday. And then, but I'm telling you, there's Dan thinks I'm, I think Dan thinks I'm crazy and he just doesn't want to say it. Cause we talked about this.
Dan says in the chat, I wrote this in and it said brick is nuts.
Okay. So yes, he definitely thinks I'm crazy. I'm telling you, there's something there.
I would love to see Nerdy's list of like sim projects. You know, when I listen to you guys do your sim show, and it's like 8 different things that I don't even think Nerdy is that financially incentivized to work on.
No, he's doing it because he likes doing it, or he's interested in solving problems.
Davis admitted on I think it was on the Soulcast that he runs the transcript of lulls through ChatGPT and then just controls F to find his name and then goes and watches the parts of the show where he's mentioned. We didn't even mention his name and he still appeared in the chat.
Did he say that? That is hilarious.
He might have been joking, but there's certainly a kernel of truth to it.
Oh my God, that is so funny. That is hilarious.
What how's in-game stuff been going? I know you guys did a round table the other day.
I will say right before that, I do. I have to admit this. When I listen to the Takecast, I'm like, yeah, I wonder if they're going to mention me.
that's the big lie. You'll hear content creators say and comedians say this too. They'll be like, oh yeah, I like listening to my friend's podcast. It's just like getting to hang out with them. It's just like everyone just actually listening to their friend's podcast to see if their name gets mentioned. Their name gets dropped.
Hey, that's me. Did you hear? He said my name.
Yeah.
End game. Yeah. Next week we have we just did a roundtable yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I gotta put that up. Sorry, people. I gotta put that up on our website, but I'll do it after our show. But yeah, we're doing some new stuff next week that we're gonna share.
Nice. What do you work? Can you tease it?
I don't think so. Can I? You know what it is.
I do. Oh yeah. Okay. That news. Yeah. Gotcha. So when is that getting announced?
Wednesday.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I mean, I know the news, but I haven't talked to you since about like what you guys are actually going to do with that and what that's going to mean. So I'm excited to see how that all unfolds.
We're still trying to figure that out ourselves. Probably could use your advice on all that stuff. So, but yeah, we're growing endgame. How about that?
Nice. Yeah, I like it. When did you guys launch? Was it last year in the off season, like early off season?
It's kind of been like 9 months. It's been a while now.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say it. What it is, we're building an MMA sports betting model where you can't lose. You're guaranteed to win.
Nerdy has to pull like 10 straight all nighters just to deliver on this process.
He's got to finish it by tomorrow. Come on, Dan. This is the top priority now.
Even though I think the extreme version of your idea does not probably exist, I do love the idea of being like, these are your biggest stands. Here are some plus EV bets to make to smooth out the variance of your portfolio on this given slate.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe cut your rake in half or something. I don't know. It feels like there's something there. Cause especially with MMA, cause it's so binary.
Yes. Yeah. And there's other things too, where you're like, you know, to that same thing, like say you have a pretty contrarian MMA lineup that could position you to win first. Like if you just like rolled over the money line, I assume you have like 3 dogs in that lineup, you know, if it has really good first place, if you just roll over the money line on those, whatever, 6 fighters, like how close are you getting to the total prize for a GPP, depending on your unit size?
Yeah. Like a first round knockout from a super low owned cheap guy. How much does that gain you if that event occurs? And then you could bet the other side. You know, that's like very likely to happen, like him, the other fighter winning, and mitigate your risk. I mean, that seems like at least mitigating your risk and being like rake neutral or something. I don't know.
I think we're answering your question right now, Tim D. What are your guys' hobbies and interests during the NFL offseason? Coming up with convoluted sports betting product ideas.
Are you familiar with the Bet Buddy tout idea, Tim?
Yeah, Brian and I have come up with two incredible business ideas in the past 15 minutes. I mean,
right.
Well,
the value, the value we provide. You know, that's totally, people are going to rip these ideas off. You know, there's going to be that tout out there.
I mean, yeah, you, I hear you mention it on show that that's like one of your biggest pet peeves. Like when something gets mentioned or like a kernel of an idea and then someone runs with it and doesn't give you a
credit. That happens on YouTube all the time. I was just thinking of this the other day, probably because it's a pet peeve. But I was watching some Madden shit and it's like, dude, I know you stole that from a smaller creator. And it just drives me fucking crazy. It's like, what's wrong with just going like, oh, I saw this on blah, blah, blah's channel, you know?
Right. Right.
And it's all from like this kid from when I was 6 years old, used to steal my jokes. I was too shy to say them in class.
Speaking of stealing stuff, did you see all the accounts, like mainly Pat Mayo's, but there was a bunch of accounts that got hacked and fished the other day on social on X? Yeah. And I got the same DM he did. Basically what I think happened is there was a guy in the fantasy space who followed a bunch of people and his account got compromised and they sent like a DM of something. It was like, we found something on your Twitter account that like violates our terms and conditions. And if you don't, you know, remove it within the next 24 hours, your account will be shut down. Click on this link to verify you've, you know, removed it or whatever. And it was particularly deceptive because I had a DM from this guy previously. Like, it didn't look like a spam thing from a rando. It's like I had had an interaction with this person. And then there was the thing, obviously, like you look at the profile and it's all fucking janky and suspicious and stuff. But apparently some people clicked it. I think Pat Mayo, Ray G clicked it. And like a bunch of these accounts got hacked by this dude who had overtaken the account.
That fucking sucks. But that's very boomer of you, Pat. What are you doing? Clicking random links and shit.
Yeah.
So he didn't win that 20 grand I saw he posted? No, I'm kidding. No. I'm sure he did.
It is crazy though on the like the level of sophistication with these now, and just how they're coming every which way. You get them on text message, obviously email, DMs, and like I think in certain things we're primed for them more. Like you're kind of primed in your email, like, this is like. But you get a DM from an account that follows you and you maybe had an interaction with them, all of a sudden, like your guard gets let down in a way, or in the same way, like the closest I ever got was like, I had just bought a new Google phone and like, I got a call from Google about like resetting my account to get in. And it was like, really like, you know, it seemed like above board, you know, like, oh yeah, I'm trying to get my new phone set up or whatever. It came just at that right time. And then I had to like pull back and be like, wait, like this is fucking weird. What they're asking for, but man, like the level of these scams and now with AI and all this stuff, it's really scary.
I just got a DM from a big fantasy account. And now I'm looking, is this fake? No, it looks real. That's like a blessing and a curse, because it is pretty nice to like get a message from somebody who like, oh, this guy had like, you don't know who they are, but they have like 40,000 followers and then they're only following like 300 people or something. You're like, okay, it's probably a real person, you know? Clearly they've been vetted, but then it could also be a complete scam.
In the one I worry about, and I've like, is especially with, you know, someone like us who talk online a lot, there is enough online audio of us to build an incredible AI voice bot of like what you say. You could train a language model to say anything you wanted in the Peter Overzet verse. Lord knows I have talked online enough to build a really good one. Then you call my parents and say Peters needs some help. You need to wire the money. And I've legit, or you call my in-laws, my wife, whatever. Like those are the ones that are really freaky where it's like less for me. Cause I think I'm kind of hypervigilant with it, but like priming the people in my life of like, stay on guard. Cause this shit is getting real.
God damn. That's some deep level thinking there, Pete. Fuck, that could definitely happen. And you'd want to go after someone like in your ballpark, you know, kind of like they have enough content, blah, blah, but it's not like, you know, I don't know, Denzel Washington or some huge star where it's like, that's never going to work. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to pull that off. Yeah. You know, I'm sure they've had so many scams in their family that like they never believe anything. You want to get someone lower.
That's my title for the time. So he can never get catfished. Oh, yeah.
Is he back on the show?
He drops in when he can. He often has overlapping commitments with doing UCL projections and stuff that he still does for RG, but he joins when he can. But yeah. It is really funny though, because there'll be times where people who do just listen to the audio stuff, like it's like they won't know 15 or 16 minutes in if he's on the show or not. And then like you'll hear him talking, like, oh God, it's almost like a jump scare for the audio listeners. Oh, he is there. I didn't know.
Well, he's on a show with some talkers. I mean.
I mean, between me, Dave, and the kitchen, God. Yeah, the train can leave the station and never return. For sure. Oh man. So what other off for you? Like someone asked like the off season hobby, like for me, my workload definitely shifts, with how much NFL stuff I do, but I feel like your stuff is pretty balanced across a bunch of DFS stuff, obviously in-game business stuff. Like, do you feel like things are going to slow down for you or is it just kind of business as usual?
Well, I've barely been playing NBA.
Yeah.
And since NFL stopped, I usually go full bore. I haven't yet. And I kind of enjoy it. And more times I see these tweets of like Jokic getting ruled out after, you know, right before lock or right after lock, or, and then, you know, the thanks DK or thanks NBA tweets and stuff. It's just like, I would have had 60 out of 150 dead lineups right now, and I don't have to worry about it. And if they're not bringing back, if they're not going to do the no late swap stuff.
Yeah. It's been like, because I've been doing, I play like the draft, you know, I don't know, like 20 to 30 teams, maybe three slates a week for like on Underdog, where I'll get like my sheet going and have fun doing some drafts. But it has been particularly brutal. I felt bad, you know, last night. They're doing the Dog Bowl qualifier, you know, the live final for the Underdog NBA stuff. And you get a game postponed because of the weather in fucking New Orleans. Mm. So you had people who, and they opened the contest the night before.
Right.
So people are drafting Bucks. They're drafting Pelicans.
Yep.
That news breaks. Now you have people chasing a top heavy qualifier where those teams are like dead on arrival. You removed like seven of the top 30 players in the player pool. And it's just like that stuff, both from a fan perspective and from a DFS or sports betting perspective is brutal. I guess in sports betting, it's not as bad because it's like whatever your bet is voided and you move on. But like for fantasy where you're now handicapped against the teams who, you know, sidestep those landmines, like it is a shitty experience.
It sure is. Yeah. I mean, risk wise too, it's something that, you know, the phone shooter bros have no idea because they just think, you know, if I had 150, I'd win too. But I mean, when you have 150, you're taking on a lot of risk, especially in that scenario, NBA draft, Underdog drafting, you know, long before the games are even announced. They're quick on the trigger for canceling stuff in the NBA the last 5 years or something like that. Nothing used to get canceled, man.
You mean like the just like the a weather related?
Yeah, there'd be like six feet of snow on the ground. They'd still play the games.
I mean, NFL, they're not canceled. I mean, you really have to have.
They've done a few, man. They've done a few more, right? They did the Bills, or no, they just move them.
They generally go to like Detroit or whatever. Yeah. which is pretty wild. Like even that Rams playoff game getting moved to Arizona, we're just like, this game's getting played. Like, I know you guys like your home field advantage, and I know there's a lot going on in your neighborhood, but fucking get on that plane and go play the game at Arizona.
Yeah. That was supposed to be, was that supposed to be there?
It was a home game for the Rams in LA, and they moved it to a quasi home game in Arizona that they still won. So whatever.
So who do you got then? Who'd you put? Did you make a prediction in your newsletter
for the games this weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, like I'm rooting for Bills and Commanders. I think it'll be Bills Eagles. I do think the Chiefs finally get exposed for their sun running this season.
Speaking of being like,
did I, hang on? Did I just win the Eagles homers back over by saying I do think ultimately the Eagles will win? Where's the Eagle Abbeys?
No, now they're like, oh, of course you like them. No,
bandwagon fan. 3 minutes ago, you said Jaden Daniels had a chance.
Fly, Eagles, fly, bitch.
they're like Davis. They're running the transcript through ChatGPT, and if I mention Eagles, they pop out.
Speaking of the like falling right into laundry bro behavior, the Chiefs refs, the ref behavior with the Chiefs, even though I was betting the Chiefs.
You liked
it. And I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Like, they really are. They're not kidding. The refs do love the Chiefs.
I mean, I generally am not a conspiracy bro, but I was even saying it to my buddies. I'm like, you think the NFL wants the fucking Houston Texans with no digs and Tank Dell? They take sacks every other play, penalties every other play. You think they want them in the AFC championship game versus the team who is like building the greatest dynasty in NFL? Yeah, I don't think so.
I was the exact same way. It's like, man, I know this shit doesn't happen, but maybe it does. And then like there was like a couple calls for Houston later on. I'm like, oh, they got – it was becoming too obvious. They had to do a couple makeup calls.
Yeah, the makeup call there.
That meme of the AI meme of Mahomes kissing the ref is fucking hilarious. That cracks me up.
Oh, I did see that. I'm wearing like a little thin on.
They're like snuggling. Like,
well, you know how when like GIFs first became a thing and like every reply or whatever, and it was like GIFs is humor. Like that now it's kind of been like normalized as more just like conversation. But for a while it used to be, I feel like the AI Photoshops right now are having a moment where it's like the equivalent of like the GIF and with your grandma, and she's like laughing because it's just like, oh man, this hilarious GIF. I don't know, the AI Photoshops are very close to getting played out, because it's like every single time I log in, that's all my feed is.
I hear that, but done well, it could still be funny.
Yes. Agreed. I think we've now entered the portion where it needs to have a pretty good fresh spin on it.
If you asked me this before, I bet on the Chiefs on Sunday and I was drinking beers at a beer.
Yes.
Yes. I go, because this is what
let me read it for the audio listeners. So Will B asked, gun to your head, Brian, do you really think the NFL influences these games?
If you asked me before, I would have said no. No chance, but god damn, that game looked a lot like, because it's like too risky. There's so much money on the line.
Well, and haven't there been studies that a lot of times what happens too with the home field, that there is almost like this subconscious thing with like being a ref and like the fan noise and stuff, like there is this thing of like psychologically you don't want to upset the 50,000 people who are screaming. Like I'm sure there's some subconscious biases, but an actual mandate from the NFL to, you know, make calls go a certain way, it's like there's no way.
Yeah, it could be like not spoken. You know, just kind of, you know, not really wink, wink, but you know who we want to win.
Well, maybe there's, maybe the unspoken part would be there's certain referees who have certain tendencies, and that referee gets assigned to this game knowing their tendencies might play in this favor, you know, stuff like that.
Of course, the Eagles fan immediately, oh yeah, Anytime the Eagles ever lost, it was rigged.
Man.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess gun to head, I have to say no.
Yeah, gun to head, I do think you have to say no. But there
has there ever been shenanigans in the NFL? I bet yes. Something, somewhere, some that you'd be
there's
like.
There's been shenanigans across. Like, there's so many examples. I mean, yeah, the who was it? The Michael Porter Jr.'s brother or whatever. With all that.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been cheating. Definitely been refs, definitely been players. Yeah, there's definitely, Dan, there's definitely documented studies on players. They like do saliva tests before and after home games and stuff, and there actually is a change if you're playing at home, even if you're not even from there.
Do you know what? You know what would be great? We were talking about how like UFC get some extra mileage out of these super honest and forthcoming post-game interviews. What if like five players from each team, except instead of getting randomly assigned to a drug test, you got randomly assigned to a lie detector test that was was filmed. And like one of the refs, and they get asked a series of questions on that fourth and two, when you didn't call the targeted hitting there, you know, was that actually a hit? You know, and like just have these guys have to reveal their souls about these key spots.
Yeah. Did you think you made a mistake calling that, forgetting, not calling that timeout call or something for a coach?
Yeah.
Just put them all on the.
Dude, imagine detector. The entertainment value if you got Dan Campbell on a lie detector test and be like, do you wish you had any other quarterback on the planet other than Jared Goff right now? He's like, no, I love Jared Goff. And they're like, yeah, did not pass that.
I was kind of surprised. I know you bet the other side, but didn't you think the Lions were going to win that game?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't bet them Commanders to win outright. I just bet them to cover. I did think they would have won.
You know, I mean, as the world's number one Bears super fan, they did just take their offensive coordinator, and it sounds like their offensive line coach too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brian, as the world's biggest Bears fan, making it 46 minutes into this podcast before gloating about the Ben Johnson hire, that took a lot of restraint for you.
It did, yeah. The Eagles fan thinks he's a big fan.
is there a buzz in the city right now, Brian? I mean, you're up at the
You could feel it. Right you yeah, could feel it.
It's palpable.
Ben Johnson, that's what did it. Ben Johnson. Yeah, Bears fans like it.
People are really Falcons. Starting to pick up on your Atlanta thing to the point where people don't know if it's a bit or not.
The Atlanta Falcons?
That one sounded good. When you say Falcons, though, are you doing a callback to the first time you mispronounced it, or does that actually slip up when you say Falcons?
Who can say? Who's okay, to say? I like it.
Leave it a little mysterious.
The Atlanta Falcons.
I like it. I let it. I mean, to me, it now just has pure charm. It falls under the Brian canon of thinking you advanced a BBM team, but didn't, you know, not knowing the names.
What a travesty.
who the fuck is Jonathan Mingo? You know, it's in that pantheon of brick football moments.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird being in this world where, like, even knowing a ton about sports, you're in a world where that's 0.01% of sports knowledge people with knowledge, like, so deep. But if you go, like, to a party, like, a normal person's not going to be able to tell the difference.
Of Falcons or Falcons?
Yeah, or just like, oh, this guy knows a lot about sports. That guy knows about sports.
Yeah, that's the one thing that you might get called out for at a party, but probably would get called out for not knowing who Jonathan Mingo was.
That's just my Midwestern accent, Pete.
Yeah, in just how we in the fantasy and DFS space interact with this stuff, it's like another level. Like a good example of it is, you know, there's like the knowing ball. There's the, and then there's like the, okay, let me play for upside. Like, can I kind of understand that? But then there's the stuff like, imagine trying to describe to someone. I actually posted a video of this because we did this on Off and On the Clock last week, where I was like, let's just randomize our last tight end selection. They're all flat. Does not matter which. Let's do a random number generator, which is, of course, in the Lulz intro. Imagine like describing that to someone. Like, I'm drafting a fantasy team and I'm using RNG to make my last pick every time. Like, someone like could not comprehend that. They're like, isn't the whole point that you're having fun drafting a team and you're picking the players you want? And you're like, well, kinda. Like, that's the thing that they couldn't wrap their head around.
For sure. Definitely. Didn't Dan had a tweet couple weeks ago, like, I have to stop saying top 1% to my like family members. Something like that. It's like, yeah, the lingo, like, we use the lingo, and with grandma, she's not gonna understand.
I've said enough, like, not super like deep stuff like that, but it is really funny to me because every once in a while Lauren will be like, I'm tilting right now, because like, just that's become such like conversation, like the way I've used it, or I'm tilting so hard right now. It brings such joy to my heart when I hear her use that like in a different context.
Oh, I'm so tilted up. Yeah, that does happen.
I definitely do the thing like when I'm talking, you know, whether it's with Lauren or, I don't know, anyone, parents, friends, where I'll be like, you know, I think 20% of the time, like, we get there on time, you know, like, I'll talk about stuff in probabilities like that, that just solely from playing a lot of DFS and fantasy sports, where I never would have talked like that, where you are actually trying to like give a specific percentile to like your confidence interval. So being like, maybe we'll get there. You're like, yeah, well, I think 40% of the time we probably get held up and we're late, and maybe like 10% of the time we're really late.
I can't help it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, do you even like, do you do this where you're just like, well, it's, and you know, it's not yes or no, right? There's, you have to explain, like, there's a 10%, there's probably like a 10% chance of this, 70% chance of that.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, we're just talking about going to Chili's.
I knew I was in trouble when I rejected a restaurant suggestion as being too chalky.
Not too chalky.
I also love that because it's like chalk according to who.
Well, I guarantee he's used, and we all have, like, let's go contrarian or something. Oh, that's it's a contrarian pick. I see. You're being contrarian, something like that. We've all used that one.
I think tilted
up is definitely a big one.
Yeah. Maybe it was during cash game week. I think I unironically said something was the Stone Men in real life.
I've used the nuts in real life. Yeah.
I say nutted. Like, I say to my buddies, like, oh, that was the nutted start for us. And then I just realize, like, I hope they know what I mean by that.
Yeah. 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 Poker, because poker was more universal, you know, popular back in the day. So some of those terms, I think, actually did make it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's still probably pretty cringe.
Oh, I'm sure it's incredibly cringe.
It's better than no cap and glaze.
Yeah, the youth. How are the youth doing these days? What's the latest on the Madden endeavors?
I did have a young man yell at me. He's probably like 11.
What did he get pissed at you for?
He was saying like, I'm the reason kids don't like Madden.
He said you were? What did you do to wrong him?
I just beat him. Sorry, wait, kid.
Is there a style of play that is particularly aggravating?
I think he thought my team was too good, and I paid for my team, which I didn't.
I was going to say, aren't you notoriously against? You bought like one thing. You bought Devin Hester or something?
Yeah.
Which sounds problematic as I say it.
Yeah, I mean, they got me with the Devin Hester.
So did you tell him like, hey, do you want me to
post? I don't even have a headset.
You want me to post my...
I was hoping he would send me a message so then I can respond to him and tell him how much I don't take any pleasure in it.
Well, yeah, I like to imagine you getting so worked up at the accusation that you paid for your team that you're like, I'm going to send you a fucking screenshot of my credit card bill, buddy. Other than Devin Hester, this has all been done the real way, the right way.
Now, No, but this kid was furious. He's absolutely furious.
Is there anything on your like profile that like shows your age or anything?
No.
Because I think they
usually think I'm black.
What makes you think that?
Because they call me the N-word all the time.
That's one of the funniest sequences we've ever had on this show. Oh my god. I think you should put your age or something in your profile because that would tilt everyone.
Oh yeah.
Tilt everyone even
more. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Yeah, I take no pleasure in this.
Yeah, like is there anything, because I'm not familiar with the interface, like can you have a bio, like can you say that, like, you know, reshaping?
I think you can add like a slogan to your name or something. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, you should explore that. I think you got to maximize your tilt equity with the youngins knowing who you are.
Davis keeps saying he's gonna get that little thing you hook up to your computer. And then I'll get the same one, and then we'll finally stream a game. I can't imagine how bad he is.
the premium, you know, take cast episode is really going to take on a new form. You guys are going to go away from talking about like seed oils and ancient governments to just calling each other bad words while playing Madden.
I think he needs some pointers. If he's throwing interceptions to the computer over and over again, Davis, you need some practice.
I would tune in for that stream to watch you guys play. It would also be funny if you guys put like a non-trivial amount of money on it. Like I want to see you guys play like heads up for $500. Like I want to see Davis really squirm with some money on the line.
It wouldn't. I'd have to spot him like 30 points or something.
Oh, okay, get the shit talking going here earlier.
Depends on how many minutes there are.
Yeah. Yeah, set the line. There you go. It sounds like Brian's saying he's like.
Did 4 minute quarters. Yeah, the fair line would be like 30 or 40 probably. He plays NCAA too, though, so that's a little different, I guess.
Maybe you guys need a little kind of decathlon where you get to pick five games, he picks five, you play some home games, some away games there. Maybe that's too many games.
Wait, in these games?
Well, I'm saying like you play him in NCAA.
He would just lose it all of it. It doesn't matter. Wow. he would need to be good at a different game that I'm not good at. Then that would be a little round robin we can do.
Okay.
But like, what would that, that's never going to exist. I imagine.
I know. Well, yeah, I don't think any, you guys are ever going to take the time to organize something like that, but the people would enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, I would do it. I told him he buys the, I can't remember what the name of it is. You know what I'm talking about? It's like that yes, you do. Because it's like a streamer thing where it's like this little
stream deck.
What is it called?
A stream deck?
Nah, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember what he's called.
Okay. I don't know what it is. I'm not part of gamer culture, all right? I can't handle the glazing that goes on in those communities.
No cap?
No cap, dude. Just one cap. One cap, no cap. We got some people drumming up likes for us. Appreciate it, Buffalo War Pigs. Wilby, hit that like, y'all. If you're here for the first time, I'm sorry. We didn't, you know, Brian, as the show winds down, I did promise everyone that we were going to do a game by game breakdown.
Oh, we can do that really quick. We got a minute and a half left. Okay. Commanders, Eagles. We're going Commanders.
We're going Commanders here. Hey, earmuffs, that the Eagles Avi guy in the chat, earmuffs here. We're going with the Commanders here. Jane,
what's Daniels. What's a fun bet? A buddy bet that someone can do on the Commanders Eagles game.
Okay. I think I think Jaden Daniels' rush yards is pretty fun. I think it's set at like 54.5. And I think maybe you ladder it up. You do it at like 54, which I think his like design run rate is up massively in the playoffs. And then you ladder it, and then you add on an anytime touchdown to it.
Are we talking same game parlay or just two separate bets?
Yeah. Mm.
Same game parlays, notoriously good bets.
Oh, yes.
This is about fun. Optimizing for fun, not EV.
Especially if you have the DraftKings subscription where you get even better odds on your same game.
Did they actually go through with that? Does that exist?
I don't know. I don't know. All right, Brian, you said people are going to be able to tune in for an announcement. We've done an announcement of an announcement coming from in-game.
Next Wednesday, you'll see it on Twitter or whatever.
And then I think we're going to have – I think we booked – is it next week or is it the week after? One of these weeks we booked Joe Holka is going to come on. He's heard us talk a lot about the content, the cappers in the content space, and he has a lot of experience both behind the scenes – and doing that kind of content. So figure that will be a fun conversation to have. And then I think we're going to try to get Yuta on in a bit too, when he's back from his travels.
He is doing a little like a little traveling, but then when he's back, he'll come on. I think all the guys are going to come on.
Look at that.
Probably one at a time.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Appreciate you guys. We're actually switching now that we're in the off season. We're doing ship chasing in the afternoon on Thursdays instead of the evening slot. So we're doing that at 3 p.m. I know people were curious of some of our playoff sweats. If you guys want to come and hear us talk about the playoffs, that'll be at 3 p.m. Eastern. And then tomorrow I'll have off and on the clock with the Badger Rose. We'll be doing the actual conference championship preview. But Brian, I think we need to keep fleshing out this buddy bets idea. We need to come up with a better name.
I'm not kidding. It's a good idea. And I forgot, I'm doing Davis's stream right now too. So if anyone wants to hop over.
Are you guys doing a sim stream?
Sim stream.
Wow. Final sim stream. You know what? I just had not gotten the enthusiasm to draft the BRs for this slate, but the sim stream could probably get me in the right mindset. The people are sick for this stuff, Brian. This BR that is only 4-person drafts because it's the smaller slate. It's already 60% full. And it's Thursday afternoon. Like, NFL is so king. It is insane.
Underdog, how much baby. People love drafting. Underdog.
Yeah. All right. Go watch that. And we will see you guys next time on Lulz. Deuces.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.